Hey, we're good.
In episode what was supposed to be 99, we had a blast with our guest John DeLuca. He came on, played us some tunes, we had some good talks, we had some good times. But unfortunately, due to technical difficulties, the podcast was not recorded for reasons beyond our control. But we wanted to put together this special podcast.
Extra special podcast.
Extra special. Only version. It's going to be episode 98 and a half. We're going to have some of John's music, some other music, some good times. But just an overview. We've got John DeLuca back coming on the show on April 18th. So if you missed it live, you can get another chance then to hear from John DeLuca. But we talked about many things like hot dogs, painted on sweater vest, bagel heads, John's innovative and creative food diet, which is going to break many barriers.
Recreating a new t-shirt out of old belly button lint.
Old t-shirts out of new belly button lint.
Recycling.
Puppets and their puppet masters.
Oh yeah, and being a human puppet.
And carving peace frogs into body hair, bringing back the peace frog.
There was also a very good conversation about the value of friendship and the boundaries that one needs to set.
Crossing boundaries.
Donut heads.
I think we covered that. But make sure you check out John DeLuca's album, All the Precious Things You Love. All right. Well, enjoy the music and stuff. John will be back on April 18th.
Yep. Live from Janelle's living room. I like this room.
All right.
It's good. It's a good room.
Darling, the way you make me feel. Dreaming of the day when these thoughts with you are real. I'm hoping and I'm praying this isn't just a dream. The way you whisper in my ear just makes me wanna sing. Cause you make everything feel new. You make everything feel new. What have I been thinking? My mind's been playing tricks. A girl like you ain't winking to mean you're interested. So tell me how to read you, show me all your signs. When we know the language, I blow away your mind. Yeah, you make everything feel new. You make everything feel new. Pretense and tell me if it's true. If it's just me, then makes sense that I should be with you. Cause you make everything feel new. You make everything feel new. You make everything feel new. You make everything feel new.
They say it's tough to find a needle in a haystack, but if you want a real challenge, try to find the hay in a needle stack.
Comrade, join me at the Republic. Small plates, soups, salads, sandwiches, and entrees with international flair. Comfort food for Richmond. Fill up your belly while not emptying your wallet. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street. Weekly dance parties and live entertainment almost every night. Locally owned and operated. The Republic, RVA.com. The Republic, 2053 West Broad Street, Richmond.
Hey guys, it's me, Sean, from Radio Rubber Room, here with another great product that I developed in Grandpa's tool shed. There's no hiding that I like to watch TV a lot. Watching TV can be made difficult whilst doing activities such as taking a shower, chopping vegetables, or driving a jet ski at night. Enough of that nonsense. My new product, it's totally amazing. Sean's TV helmet. I made it out of old microwaves. Sean's TV helmet condenses the mind-numbing entertainment you love into a convenient yet fashionable helmet. Simply plug my TV helmet into two electrical sockets. Wait just a few moments while it warms up. And just relax while the ear and nose plugs form fit to your head. That's snug. Now make sure you're within close proximity to the X-ray receiver interface, and bam, in no time you have access to a staggering 11 channels that I personally approved. What's going on in Sean's bathroom? And Shades of Purple are guaranteed to be your two favorite TV helmet stations. Sean's TV helmet uses highly powerful lasers to turn your eye into the projection screen, beaming the TV directly into your head. It's just like real life. Want to change the channel? Just put the oral remote deep in your mouth and change channels with your tongue. The helmet also comes with refillable odor pustules, bringing your TV helmet experience to the next level with scents like old ham, a fermented banana, I hope, and what I think purple smells like. Having the power of dual microwave technology pulsing through your skull can get hot, so be sure to keep your scalp cooling cap in the freezer and wear before every use. Order my helmet today and I'll throw in my high-def eye drops. If you think you've seen the world, think again.
They say curiosity killed the cat. I don't think that's true unless the weird kid down the street is named Curiosity.
I'm an energy converter. I'm an energy converter. I'm an energy converter. I'm an energy converter. I convert energy. I convert energy. I'm just looking to follow you. Just looking to follow.
Settled down to get off the mat. I thought about the things that I could have done until I heard the rocks hit the glass. And this could be the time I put things on the line and say I'm gonna swallow my pride. Tell me, baby, what you know. I've been waiting here. Had one just to calm me down. Another look back, but I didn't want to leave it alone. I narrowed my eyes, I rolled up my sleeves, I narrowed my eyes alone. And this could be the time I put things on the line and say I'm gonna swallow my pride. Tell me, baby, what you know. I've been waiting here. Had one just to calm me down.
You should never beat a dead horse. You really shouldn't beat a live horse. You really shouldn't beat any animal, dead or alive. You're a bad person. Stop beating animals. Seriously, I don't like it.
Derek, you're beating a dead horse.
I'm sorry, it just really it makes me angry.
The Tobacco Company, located on the corner of East Cary and 12th Street in historic Shaco Bottom. For 30 years, the Tobacco Company has been a staple for dining and entertainment here in Richmond. Their upstairs and downstairs dining area and Victorian lounge make it a perfect place to bring a date. Use their antique elevator to access the ground floor nightclub. The Tobacco Company has live entertainment Thursday through Sunday. The Tobacco Company, 1201 East Cary Street. For more information, visit thetobaccocompany.com.
Is your normal bargain brand toilet paper too rough? Wood-like? Are you chafing or just plain raw?
Ass clown.
Are you going through gold bond or cornstarch like it's going out of style?
Ass clown.
Do you long for something more luxurious when it comes to doing your business?
Ass clap.
Well, new from Spoofco comes the first ever gourmet lavatory tissue, Ass Cloud.
Ass Cloud.
Is made from the finest of baby bunny fur, mixed with cashmere and mink pelts.
Ass Cloud.
Each square is infused with nanocarbon fibers for ultimate strength.
Ass Cloud.
You'll be down to one square, two tops depending on your diet.
Ass Cloud.
Ass Cloud.
Ass Cloud.
Comes in scents like strawberry fields.
Ass Cloud.
Mountain brook.
Ass Cloud.
Alpine pine.
Ass Cloud.
And old pennies.
Ass Cloud.
Every square is lathered with lotion, luxuriously for that extra smooth feel.
Ass Cloud.
If you have to ask how much it costs, then you cannot afford it.
Wipe your bottom like the angels do. Ass Cloud.
We'll be right back. took a tip from a friend who said, speak your heart. Never gonna find an end looking for an easy start. In the end, other than waiting, it's the hardest part. Go on, speak your heart, get it out of the way. So I took a trip down the hill so I could feel alive. Hotter than an angel with the devil's look in her eye. Racing in the car to the park, hoping sparks will fly. A lot like 4th of July. Hey, hey, hey. Hey.
It's me, Sean, from Radio Rubber Room. Now, I have a lot of experience with cake, and I mean a lot of experience. And I'm gonna show you how to make some of my favorites. This is Sean's Baked Goods. It's great. I make cakes, eat cakes, I tell you how to make cakes. Sean's Baked Goods, you're gonna love it. Start by mixing eggs and milk and stuff in like a bowl or something with whatever mixing tools you have available. The next thing you want to do is add like a pound of bacon. Like if you deep fry the bacon first, that's on point, but If not, that's cool too. Preheat the oven to like 420. Lather a baking pan with sausage gravy until there's like an inch or more. Pour the cake batter evenly into the pan, man, and place it in the oven for like 10 minutes. Remove the whole jank from the oven and add like 1 pound of cheese. Cheddar Monterey Jack is my preferred, but man, cheese is cheese. This cake is gonna be crucial. Place it back in the oven, which should still be preheated to like cool 420. And after like 10 minutes or something, pull that thing out and place it on like a windowsill or something, like a ledge where wind's blowing. And after like it cools off, that thing is ready. It's gonna be bum. The next thing you wanna do while it's cooling is make like frosting, cause it's delicious. Melt any combination of your favorite candy bars into a bowl, like with fire or something, like heat those candy bars up until they're melted. Then mix in Doritos so you can add crunchiness to your frosting, chocolatey and crunchy. Apply generous portions of frosting to the cake. Add 10 more bacon slices. You can never have too much ham, man. Next, apply ranch dressing. If you don't have ranch, Thousand Island is cool, or just plain mayonnaise. I started this one previously. Let's try it. What a complexity of flavor combinations, dude. What? What the hell? Doggone it. I forgot jelly beans, dude. Ah, frustration becomes me.
Spoofco, it's My Pet Dinosaur. It's a fact that kids love dinosaurs, but with the growing popularity of violent video games and child-sized margaritas, the interest in dinosaurs is in decline. Because Spoofco believes that exploiting children is great for business, we've created My Pet Dinosaur. At-home genetics lab and incubation chamber.
This toy dinosaur is stupid.
Let's go play video games.
Hold on there, you little bastards. My Pet Dinosaur is different.
Ah! Awesome!
Every My Pet Dinosaur package is complete with dino DNA, syringe, fid zipper, cell splicer, incubation chamber, and growth hormones for faster development.
I got a brontosaurus for Christmas. I named him Buster, and by summer, I was grounded because Buster ate all the trees and stomped on my mom's car. Stupid brontosaurus.
My friend Billy got a velociraptor. I miss Billy.
Look how cool my baby T-Rex is. Ow! My finger!
My Pet Dinosaur. New from Spoofco.
Both ways again. If I'm barely alive, don't bury me, I'd meet back after a bit. I've met a very few girls that I marry now, one that has taken the bread. If I don't die tonight, I know I'm gonna live tomorrow. If I don't die tonight, I know tomorrow, tomorrow I'll be alive.
In a vacant lot on this forsaken rock, let's make it work, no matter what's the cost. I'm always right here, but so often lost. What's the meaning? Contrived in this believing in a figure of deceiving. Am I breathing a conception I'm conceiving? Now it's currently. Yesterday is half forgotten. The future isn't promised, so tomorrow keeps me plotting. I remain universally, directly in the center. True diversity, the entire cosmos circles me as the earth moves under my feet. Technically, the beat is riding my speech, so sing along as I reach the reality you know and love. Showing you I throw it up, it must come down, and we can sew it up close enough. If I really, really, really wanna blow it up, we all just spontaneously combust the central surface of the earth's crust. I'm feeling flustered and rushed to meet this God that you know and trust. Is it over us?
What?
Huh? This heaven that you seek, then why does it disappear when translated back to breathe? You are my world because I have conceived you. You are tasteless, shapeless, and see-through. You stick around because I feed you, and you will cease to exist the very second then I leave. You are my world because I have conceived you. You are tasteless, shapeless, and see-through. You stick around because I feed you, and you will cease to exist the very second that I leave you. Overly complicated, complex, postulated offsets, perfect properly. I watch this man battle Mother Nature for a monopoly of God's property. It's illogically and mistaken for camaraderie. Now in all modesty, if committed against another man, they call it robbery. If God was really real, then why would he kill like with earthquakes? Overpopulation on this earth's face, devouring my birthright. You see, a useful assumption is the end won't justify consumption. Eat up as I contemplate infinite dimensions and complicate, concentrate affection, not obligate prevention. Ain't nobody doing nothing here but talking, and ironically, I'm no exception. The devil's obvious, but God's true advocate's anonymous. The polyphonic nature is synonymous. Listen as I'm questioning religion, a wrestling a vision of deceit, and my spirit's inquisition called it blasphemy of a subgenius catastrophe. It's actually for anyone that's lacking that. You are my world because I have conceived you. You are tasteless, shapeless, and see-through. You stick around because I feed you, and you will cease to exist the very second then I leave. You are my world because I have conceived you. You are tasteless, shapeless, and see-through. You stick around because I feed you, and you will cease to exist the very second that I leave you.